I've got nothing to talk about today, because usually what I do is I get the USA Today, I flip through it, and bitch. But it took us 6 days to get the damn thing to load, yes, last week. And I don't want to bitch about a bunch of current stuff, and then have it take a week to load, and then when it finally gets up there, nothing I talked about is relevant anymore. So, it dawned on me that I can't just sit here and read the paper and bitch until we get this thing straightened out. And that's a problem. Actually, it's not a problem. It's not a problem at all, because I could do 20 minutes right now just on how much I hate my neighbors. No problem. Not a problem. Bitching today. And, well, it is sort of a pain in the butt. I'm glad this is happening now. I'm glad we're having problems now. And that's sort of why we're doing this. You know, test out equipment, make sure we know what we're doing here. And apparently we don't yet at all. Because we couldn't get the damn thing to load up. But, No. That's not on my end. That's on your... You're supposed... Don't talk to me. Because they can't hear you. And you're not getting a, microphone, so forget it. Your job is to load this thing up. And your job also is to get... find a way to get Kempo on here. Remember? This is supposed to be... I'm just supposed to be the sidekick here. We did one, and now I'm supposed to be the sidekick. She's supposed to be running this show, not me. You figure out how to get her on here. The neighbor, if you didn't listen to my last podcast, I'll give you a brief rundown. Horrible single mom, two kids living downstairs, driving me insane. The kid can't talk. It's like two or three, he's a toddler. I don't think in my entire life I've hated anyone as much as I hate this kid. I'm not exaggerating. I hate this kid more. I can't think of anyone I've ever hated more. And I've gotten into a lot of stuff with a lot of people. I know you find that hard to believe because I'm so level-headed, you know, but I've gotten into my fair share of, grudge matches. But never have I hated so much. This kid, it's like a visceral hate right into my spine, right to my core. Like, I can smell. Like, if he was a wolf pack, I could smell on him as soon as the litter came out. I could smell that he's the run of the litter, that he's a germ, that he has to be killed. You know, that I'd bite him and kill it for the sake of the pack. I would know that this is the diseased, weak one that's going to cause us all the problems. It's instinctual. He's just a wild-eyed gremlin in a diaper. And why is he... Look, I don't know how... I don't remember how long it takes to potty train a kid, but I do know that just by one, you're starting to say words. This kid's 2, maybe 3 years old. Just making these little yapping, mealy noises, mousy, mealy... yappings. He's not even trying to say words. You know, he's not, it's not even baby talk. It's just little shrieks. Bleep! Little, see, I gotta be careful what I say here, because if I say I want to go down there and smash that kid in the head with a shovel, and he falls down the stairs and hits his head on a shovel, accidentally, it's not gonna look too good for me, is it? I mean, and this kid was up until 1:30 in the morning yesterday. Running around, and he runs. You'd think it's his fat-ass mom running as much noise as he makes, but it's just him. Stomping and running around, and the kid not only figured out how to lock his mom out of the house, he figured out, you know, since he knows how to unlock and lock the door and work the doorknob, this kid can just leave whenever he wants, because this fat, worthless mom is just sitting on the couch watching Oprah or listening to Gloria Estefan or some horrible... This is the only Latino family that doesn't listen to Latino music. They listen to, like, baby boomer pop music from like the 80s. They're blaring Gloria Estefan at me. You don't got any ranchero music? I actually like Mexican music. I like horns. These assholes down there with their synthesized Kenny Loggins blaring. What the hell is that about? God, blessed. This kid. Anyhow, so yeah, the kid has figured out that he can come and go as he pleases. All last week it was 40 degrees out. This kid's running around outside in a diaper until she finally figures out that the noise is gone. How could you live with that noise? And the kid's screaming for boundaries. You know what I'm saying? The kid's screaming to be told to shut up. Or begging. Same thing. He's literally screaming, but he's figuratively begging, you know, for some discipline. And he's not getting it from the mom, so he's letting himself out and getting up in my hallway and screaming. Blah! Blah! It's like right outside my door. Kid, fuck off! The hell you doing? Go scream at your mom! Little asshole. And the kid's got a... This kid's doomed. Is there a creature better that you are birthed by, like, by a mother sea turtle? Better that you push your way out of that egg and have the birth defect of not having a shell, right? We've all seen the Nature Channel. You know, the sea turtles, they bury their eggs in the sand and then they hatch and the little turtle has to haul ass to the ocean before the predators come. Better that you're born a sea turtle with no shell and two flippers, a front left flipper and a back left flipper, and one eye. Better you're born that than born to a single mom who's got two other kids and a couple of babies daddies and she's under 30. You got a better odds. You're better odds of that being that turtle. You got a better chance at life being a birth defect from a sea turtle than being born to a single mom under 30 with two kids from multiple dads. Or three kids. I don't even know how the hell many kids are down there. But it's a lot. More than three, but I know it's only three. But it sounds like there's a whole damn Lord of the Flies going on down there. They're almost out of here. I can't really say much because I can't. But this won't be going on. It's almost over for me. But, you know, the closer it gets, you know, it's like the closer it gets to Christmas, the more you're itching, you know, to figure out where your parents hid the presents. The closer these people are to being gone, the more every noise goes right through me. I hate this kid so much. I don't know why all my hate is focused on this kid for some sort of visceral reason. I hate the rest of them, too. But the kid is the source of it. You know, and I'm watching the History Channel. I'm thinking, you know, and I'm hearing the blah! Yowling from downstairs. I'm thinking, one, as I watch the History Channel, like if I could go back in time, like if somebody gave me the choice, like a time machine that only had one use, and I could go back in time and either kill Hitler in the womb or this kid, like, it would be a tough call. That's how much I hate this kid. And I think all you people, I think all those Jews would just have to die again. They just have to take one for the team because I hate this kid that much. You know, and I'd gladly let each of them spend a night in my apartment beforehand just so they know, look, I know history took a bad turn here for mankind, but this kid, man, he's got to go. I can't take it. Enjoy the train ride. Enjoy the train ride. She's getting stabbed in the womb, not Mama Hitler. You know, and in my defense, you know, it's possible someone else might go back in time and kill Hitler. You know? That'd be a popular guy to kill if you could go back in time. Nobody's going to know who the hell What's-Her-Nose is. No one's going to save me. You might be saved. You gotta hang in there. I'm screwed. Because no one knows who this kid is. Except me and my dumbass neighbor who has lost his nuts. Who's now refusing to call the police on anyone. Called the police on me monthly for whether or not I could weld in my garage. Has disappeared. You know, there's diapers in the front yard. There's the stroller's jackknife on the walk. All of a sudden, he doesn't care what the neighborhood looks like. And personally, I don't care what a yard looks like. I could care less. To me, it's the noise. And I just want to know, you know, I want to sit the baby's daddy down and go, why, what are you, you slept with that? And you were in such passion that you just had to break one off in there that you couldn't use a condom? I'd use going to get a condom as an excuse to get out of the situation. Like, if, God forbid, I had so much booze that I wanted to sleep with this horrible mother downstairs, you know, and I could just, part of me, the little Jiminy Cricket on my shoulder would go, hey, can we just sober up a little bit, come up with an excuse, to, you know, get out of there, man. Oh, you know what, I gotta go get a condom. And I'd go, and I'd leave and never come back. You know, if somehow things were set in motion and I needed an excuse to get out, I'd use the condom as an excuse. I'd never touch this thing. Man, and that's a perplexing thing, is, you know, I'm surrounded by her because she's in the middle. I'm in a duplex. I live upstairs, she's on the first floor, and my office is in the basement. So by her having the core of the house, I'm surrounded by the noise. And the worst part is, my office shares a vent with her bedroom. So I can hear the horrible carnal acts going on. Which, you're going to think to yourself, oh, God, that's horrible. It's horrible, but brief. The man upstairs has the baby's daddy, who's there like 14, you know, he's there just when he wants to break off a piece or eat. That's the sad part of it, is the food smells. I hate the noise. It's horrible. And then I get to pass by. She must be a good cook, because the food smells great. So I get to go back to my pathetic, you know, I get to hate them and their family, and then just walk past, and then go pathetically make myself, you know, some macaroni and cheese. This guy's got a whole little low-life feast going on down there, and then he gets to sleep with, apparently he thinks it's attractive. You know, beauty's in the eye of the desperate. Beauty's in the eye of the desperate. It's good enough for him. Anyhow, the vent is like, literally, there's nothing separating the noise from her bedroom from the noise in my office. You know what I'm saying? There's not even floor separating part of it, because a vent divides the floor. So you hear everything. I can hear the sweet talk, you know, and him trying to talk her into it. Are you kidding me? You're going to... Blah! 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 So then, you know, I'll be working and I'll hear, okay, come on, baby. And then the act begins. The glorious act begins. Squeak, 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 squeak. That's it. Done. Arousing, interesting technique, friend. 15 seconds of pounding followed by one of you wandering to the bathroom to wash yourself off. Blah. And if it was me, I'd go to the bathroom and scrub myself and rubbing alcohol while reading a Bible, just to get this to plunge the whole act from myself, right down to the soul, right down to my bones. She's one of these people that just has like a sheath of sweat constantly, like she just rubs butter on her face or something. Horrible, god awful broad. But, you know, four times a week. Squeak, 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 squeak. Although, you know, then I thought to myself, well, maybe that's as long as he can go whilst keeping his eyes closed, and focusing on someone else. You know, maybe, you know, that's how, and then the erection's gone. Boom. Oh, damn, I opened my eyes. Squeak, 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 squeak. Oh, no, don't open there. Don't look. Done. I looked. Make me some dinner. Hate these people so much. God, I just want them gone. Want them. Dude, see, I told you. I'm 15 minutes in already. And I mean, I just started bitching. Just started bitching. Because they're not here right now. I mean, you could tell by the non-wailing or squeaking of a crappy futon. By the way, you know you're fat when you're on a futon and it's squeaking when you're having sex. you'll ask me why I know. I know because I'm sort of the caretaker. So every time something breaks, I got to go and fix it. And there it is. The plasma TV that she can afford off of living off the state. She said when she's leaving here, she's going to go to low-income housing. It's like, this is Cudahy, sister. You're going to get cheaper than this? This is low-life central, man. This is white trashville. I'm not even going to tell you what I pay for an apartment, a garage space in the basement, because it'll make you sick. It's ridiculous. I could panhandle and pay my rent. But they're not here because they're doing the typical douchebag lowlife move of it's trick-or-treat day, so they're going to take their kid to a better neighborhood to trick-or-treat. Which is fine if you live in a dangerous neighborhood. I can understand that, sort of. I can understand that if you have relatives in that neighborhood, and because that, it's got to be even Steven. My ma does a big deal for Halloween. You know, she makes a huge display. She lives in a nice suburb where everybody, you know, like, tries to one-up each other with their Halloween displays and stuff. So I helped her one year. And it's a big deal, right? And you're handing out candy, and people are coming to the door. You know, she lives out in Vanilla Village. There's nothing but white Aryans out there, for crying out loud. And you're occasional Asian foreign exchange student. But, you know, here I'm getting, like, you know, people from Bangladesh and from, like, Mogadishu. Yeah, hey, happy Halloween. Here's your Snickers Junior bar. You couldn't go and go in your own neighborhood and get Snickers Junior bar? And there's people like, you don't live here, man. I've never seen you before in my life. Where the hell did you come from? All these people from crappy neighborhoods trying to get away from people like themselves for one day. I mean, that's, like I say, if it's dangerous, that's fine. But you know, at least have a relative or set up a wagon or something. You got to be handed candy out, too. And not those crappy-ass peanut butter mints that are a dollar a pound. Blah. Those things are awful. Everybody who handed those to us when we were kids, we effed up their yard. So yeah, so that's where they're. I saw them march off to go drive to some place, and she's downstairs. So there's no one here handing candy out to kids. And like I say, this is a white trash neighborhood. We're gonna get vandalized now because no one's handing out candy. I'm not kidding. Somebody's gonna f with my garage. It happens out here because the trick or treaters aren't. You know, some of these trick or treaters are like, you know, 18 years old. Some of them are 20 because a local high school, and they're not exactly brain surgeons over there. Plenty of high school students here that are old enough to drink. I'm saying, still haven't gotten past geometry. You need to be handing out candy, especially if your house is decorated. So she's got decorations. Don't ask me where she got the money for decorations. Oh, these people aren't. Anyhow, so yeah, so that's great. They packed off and drove somewhere else in costume. He dressed as a what do you call that thing? I've seen it. A future felon with no hope, and she dressed as a horrible bitch. And then they got in the car and drove off. The kid's got a mohawk. It's not part of a costume or anything. She just thinks it's cute that her kid has a mohawk and already looks like a degenerate. Way to start the kid off, you know? Look, kids absorb things. You know what I'm saying? You give the kid a mohawk, he sees that he's got a mohawk, and he looks like all the degenerates on TV, he absorbs that. I think. I mean, that's sort of psychological. I could be wrong. But, I mean, you dress a kid like an idiot, and he's going to act like an idiot. I know I sound like an old fart there. But I think that's true. But anyhow, that's maybe debatable. But you give the kid a mohawk? I mean, come on. Why don't you just give him a teardrop tattoo and a spider web on the arm and call it a day? The kid's already going nowhere. At least give him a normal haircut so people don't know that he's screwed until he meets you. You know, at least let him have that few moments good impression while he's at preschool. Preschool. That's a good one. I'm overtime now. You know, for not having anything to say, I'm 5 minutes over. Let me wrap it up here. The bumper music this time, hopefully you heard it. let us know if you didn't. If you didn't hear bumper music, please let us know. And thanks everybody who emailed. I got like 24 emails that the podcast didn't work, which was helpful. Because I kept telling Joe that didn't work and he didn't believe me. So I was able to forward all the spam of emails I got from people about a podcast. So I do appreciate it, even though it sort of annoys me because I'm doing this for free. Give me a break. Yeah, it didn't load, whatever. It didn't load. What do I care? But actually, I do care. And that was a stupid statement. I do care because I got to know it loads because we got to know we're doing stuff right here with this audio program. Anyhow, appreciate that. The bumper music, hopefully if it worked, was Lockjaw, whose new album is out. www.lockjaw, the letter x.com. This one's really good. Their new one's really good. And we give stuff up on eBay all week. And those of you who remember the scene with Voodoo Joe eating the mermaid, not that original, because the original's long gone. But I wanted to make a print of it for the anniversary collection. And so I've redrawn it. I'm going to put that up on eBay. And it's going to be a high reserve. And if I don't get the reserve I want, I'm going to burn it. On YouTube, because I'm sick of looking at that page. I'm sick of hearing about it. There's a mature side of me and the artist side of me. So just be thankful that there's a mature side, because I at least know when I'm being a knob about something. And I know I'm being a knob about this, but I'm tired of hearing about that page. Here's why. Creative types want to hear that the thing they just did is good. They want to hear that their most recent thing is good. They don't want to hear about something from 10 years ago because that implies that that was the best thing they did and in 10 years they haven't done anything as good. So stop telling me about this page. Even though I know... Look, just bear with me, you know? I don't act like this, the tortured artist, too often. So when I do, just bear with me. Please stop telling me about this page. If you love it so much, it'll be on eBay. And if I don't get the reserve, I'm burning this sumbitch. Because it's gonna be near my birthday. And that's going to be my birthday present to myself. Either get a big, fat wad of cash for it. Because the original I actually gave away to somebody who helped out a lot. So I'm either going to get a big fat wad of cash this time or be able to watch that thing go up in flames. Keyword Arsenic Lullaby. There's stuff up there now. There'll be stuff up all month. The new book is out, Arsenic Lullaby Omega. It's in stores everywhere, I think. Also on Amazon, you can find it in www.tfaw. Things from, yeah, tfaw.com. I think they have some left there, too. Thanks for listening. Till next time, think.